next one that's going to share then is Barry, Barry Kukovich.
How many notes do you
have? A lot.
Keep it short.
This is your fault, too. This is Tommy's fault because he called me the other night and he said he wanted me to speak at my Uncle Frank's celebration here. And he said that his mom wanted this to be a celebration. And I decided to celebrate. But I sat down and I started to think about Uncle Frank, and I thought, this is one of the greatest people I've ever known in my life. And then that gave me a question, why? Why is he one of the greatest people? And I started thinking about that, and I remembered an incident. I'm going to talk about that incident. I'm going to leave you with that question, why he was one of the greatest people. I'm going to go through a lot of notes here, and I'm going to answer that question. We were at my parents' place one summer afternoon. It was a huge picnic. The extended family was there. We were playing guns. People had already mentioned that. We had a fort at my parents' place. We actually built a small palisade. We called it Fort Apache. We had a flag flying. That's where the kids were. And we had a flag flying there. And there was this huge mulberry tree right next to it. And I remember this incident, this one incident that occurred. Because the grown-ups were attacking the fort. My father and Uncle Frank were in the lead, and they were shooting us, and they'd shoot, and we got you, we'd say. And he said, no, you didn't. But we had had enough of it, because we had gone through this. I was about 10 years old. Uncle Frank would have been around 51. 51 is an important thing, because I'm going to get to that. But what happened was we had had enough of it. I think it was my brother's idea, actually, because my brother is diabolical, for any of you who know. And we were great fans of Swiss Family Robinson, the way the pirates are always trapped. So we had secreted it in the leaves of the mulberry tree, the thick boughs of the mulberry tree, several huge cardboard boxes of water balloons. I think some of you may have been there to remember this, okay? The adults were there right underneath the fort cheating, of course. We dumped all of the water balloons. The entire box came down on Uncle Frank's head. He was dressed in a full-scale Sioux Indian headdress. His cap guard splattered him, okay? And he had such a look of joy on his face, such a look of tenderness. He yelled to my dad, he said, Al, they got us. They beat us, Al, they got us. He was so happy. On the other hand, my father was not happy. He said, no, they didn't, they cheated. And Uncle Frank said, no, they got us, you know? My dad came around, but for those of you who knew my dad, you always knew it took him a little bit longer to come around. But I guess he did come around. That's the incident I remember. 51 years old, I'm 10, I'm looking at this man, this joy is radiating from his face. And last night, I sat up till 1 in the morning writing some things down, and why and how, and I thought about those 51 years of his life. And if I can keep straight eyes, I'd like to go through these as quickly as I can. He was born in 1911. That's the year the South Pole was first reached. In 1912. In 1912, Woodrow Wilson became president of the United States, so that officially had his Uncle Frank's first Democratic president. 1913, Mexican Revolution, Panama Canal constructed. 1914, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, his wife Sophia in Sarajevo. World War I begins. 1915, the Great War continues. The Lusitania is sunk. 1916, Blackjack Pershing is chasing Pancho Villa through Mexico. The Great War continues. For a future golfer named Frank Previtt, the PGA is created. In 1917, the U.S. enters the war. Mata Hari is arrested for spying. Lawrence of Arabia is fighting the Turks. The Bolshevik Revolution begins. Nicholas II and his family is murdered in a basement in Russia. Frank Previtt is 6 years old. All that until the time this man was 6 years old. In 1918, the Great War ends, but the Spanish flu begins. In 6 months, 25 million people die. In 6 months, 80 million around the world, 600,000 in the United States. 1919, prohibition. 1920, women get the right to vote. 1921, now it's the Roaring Twenties. It's the first Miss America pageant, the first radio broadcast of a sporting event. Pittsburgh versus Phillies, Forbes Field, Pirates win. Frank Previtt was 10 years old. That was my age when we dumped the water balloons on him. Do you think he was listening to that gang, KDKA Radio? 1922, Al Capone and Elliot Ness are dealing in Chicago. Mahatma Gandhi is in prison by the British. In Washington, D.C., the Lincoln Memorial is built. 23, Time Magazine begins, Yankee Stadium opens. 24, the Jazz Age is in full swing, Adolf Hitler is writing Mein Kampf. 25, America listens to the Scopes trial in Tennessee, and for the first time it reads, The Great Gatsby and the Sun Also Rises. In 1926, Route 66 is established. And in Japan, it's the beginning of the Showa era. It's the era of Japanese expansionism. 27, Lindbergh flies the Atlantic, and the Jazz Singer is open. Frank Prelick is 16 years old. These are the experiences that washed and shaped his life. 1928, Mickey Mouse debuts as Steamboat Willie. 29, it's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. The first seeing eye dog is trained. And for all of you who remember this, on October 24th, the stock market crashes. In 1930, America falls into the black pit of the Depression. In 1931, the Empire State Building is completed. In 1932, the Lindbergh baby is kidnapped. And there's a guy by the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt who becomes the President of the United States. Frank is 21 years old. In 1933, King Kong is in the movies and the Lone Ranger is on the radio for the first time. Mount Rushmore is carved and it's becoming the era of the New Deal. In 34, the news is all about John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde. Adolf Hitler becomes the Fuhrer of Germany. In 35, Social Security becomes law. Italy invades Ethiopia. 36, the Hoover Dam is built. Jesse Owens and other black Americans embarrass Adolf Hitler at the Berlin Games of 1936. In 37, the Hindenburg bursts into flames at Lakehurst, New Jersey. Amelia Earhart disappears in the Pacific. In 38, Benny Goodman headlines at Carnegie Music Hall. He is the first jazz musician ever to do that. Oil is discovered in Saudi Arabia. In 39, The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind hits the movies. And in the 39, Europe, Germany invades Poland and World War II begins. In 40, Winston Churchill becomes the Prime Minister of Great Britain. It's Dunkirk, it's the fall of France. And in 1941, for all of you who remember that, that is the year of Pearl Harbor. In this room, we lived through it. Uncle Frank will travel halfway around the world to serve his country in India. And it's the time of the Battle of Britain, the Battle of the Atlantic, Midway and Tarawa and Iwo Jima, and the invasion of southern France and Normandy. This war continues on. It's the worst war in the history of mankind. And in 1945, it ends at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In 1946, it's the Nuremberg trials and Mao's drive to control China. In 47, it's the beginning of the Cold War. In 48, Jackie Robinson becomes the first African-American pro ball player. In 49, the first VW Beetles enter American shores, and our auto industry and steel industry will never be the same. In 1950, we see the savagery of the Korean War. In 51, the Chinese invade Tibet, and Gene Kelly is dancing in an American in Paris. In 52, the skies of Nevada are bright with nuclear testing. In 53, the Korean War is over. 54, the French fight the first Vietnam War. The U.S. Supreme Court hands down its decision in Brown versus Board of Education. In 55, the Warsaw Pact is formed and Disneyland opens. 56, Egypt and Israel go to war in the Sinai. 57, the Dodgers move from Brooklyn to L.A. and Sputnik is launched. 58, we launch our own satellite and Pope John XXIII is elected to the papacy. 59, Castro takes over Cuba. Americans are building bomb shelters all across the country. 1960, Africa explodes in multiple revolutions. 61, John F. Kennedy is sworn in as our president. He establishes the Peace Corps and the Green Berets. The Berlin Wall is erected and it will stand as a symbol of tyranny for 28 years. 1962 is the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis. That was the year that everyone in this room was 30 minutes away from dying. And those who were too young, never would have had a chance of being born. That was the year the world almost ended. That was the year we dumped a huge box of water balloons on the top of my in his Indian headdress, and there he stood with joy on his face. And to me, this is why he is one of the greatest people I have ever known in my life, because I look at all of these events. I knew a lot of people here would be talking about so many of the personal things about this man. But these are the events that washed over him and washed over many of you that helped form him. How can a person, I question, go through all of this, carry all of this inside of him, the greatest plague potentially in human history, of the Spanish flu, the greatest war, the depression, you know, how could a person go through all of this and at the age of 51, roughly my age, I'm older now, and how could he look, go through an incident like that and carry the tenderness and the boyishness and the sweetness on his face? How could a man do this? And last night at 1 a.m. when I finally went to bed, I said, that's the answer. That's why he's great, because I think what he had in him is absolutely the greatest thing that a human being can be, to retain that. That's why I loved him. That's why I love you. Yeah, that's why I'm very honored to speak on his behalf today. Thank you very much.